You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined on the phone this morning by Wakendra Gurley. She's a co-leader for the Lakes Division of the Kentucky Foster and Adoptive Parent Network. Good morning, Wakendra.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, tell listeners what all services the network provide for the area.
Okay. We help with training for foster and adoptive parents throughout this Lakes region, and also we try to recruit new foster and adoptive parents. So we kind of do a little bit of both, but we provide ongoing training throughout the year that our foster and adoptive parents need. And like I said, sometimes we'll go around, and you may see us at booths at sometimes health fairs or community things that are going on, and we are trying to recruit new foster and adoptive parents. There's always a need for that.
Well, I guess the first question that comes to my mind is, financially, how much is it going to cost to foster or adopt a child through the agency?
Okay. Well, initially, we are trying to foster children to be able to return back to family members. In some cases, unfortunately, that is not able to happen. And then sometimes those children need adoptive homes. But there is no cost to start up. The DCBS office provides an informational meeting and provides all the training that is required. And actually, when a child is placed in your home, you will receive a per diem, and that is so much per day, and that is just to cover cost for the child, you know, like ongoing, say, school expenses or clothing or whatever that that child needs. And so it is not to make money, but it is definitely to help with the cost of providing care for that child.
Do you know roughly how many children are in foster care, both in the state as a whole and in the Lakes area?
Yes, I had received some facts on that, and actually it's pretty amazing. It's hard to believe sometimes, but right now, as of the 1st of August, we had about 9,600 kids in care in the state of Kentucky. And just in the Lakes regions, which covers, you know, like Callaway, Graves, McCracken, your river counties, Ballard, Carlisle, those counties that we consider the Lakes region, there is about 875 kids in care just in our region.
Goodness, that's a lot.
It is. It is.
What's the age range, roughly, of these children?
Well, you have all the way from, you know, newborns up to age 18, and actually we have a few kids who recommit after 18 that can stay on a little bit longer. You know, your average age, I was noticing on the fact sheet this morning, a lot of our kids, I would say the most amount of kids would be from the ages of 6 to 12 in that range. I think we had 200 and something children from the ages of 6 to 12. But like I said, you know, we have all ages, and we have, you know, small children, and then we have all the way up, you know, through those teenagers.
Just taking on the face of it, the idea of fostering a child, it seems daunting, but is it really? What's that experience really like for foster parents?
I can say from experience, we were foster parents for over 15 years, and we went on to adopt 6 children. Very rewarding. I would be lying to say it was not challenging at times. You know, there are children that come into care that have been through a lot of tough experiences, a lot of things that they definitely need a lot of love and support to help them through. But I can definitely say it is one of the most rewarding experiences that I have ever been through in my life, and feel very blessed. During those years, I fostered about 14 children. 6 of those then came to stay in our home. But like I said, I do want to make clear that with foster care, the initial goal is reunification. You know, you want all children to be able to be with their birth family and to be back in the home that they are familiar with and that you know, they want and desire, and that's what we want and desire for them.
So if adoption ends up happening, it's going to be the result of circumstances that the children just cannot be reunited, right?
Absolutely, yes. You know, due to, like I said, unfortunate experiences, sometimes there is cases that a child is not able to go back with the birth parents, or there is no one available in the family that is able to care for that child. So when that does happen, like I said, for say that the child is not able to go back with the birth parents and there is no other family member able to care for the child, then the foster parents will be asked if they can you know, additionally be able to adopt that child. And when that happens, you know, the state a lot of times, depending on the circumstances, is able to help with that adoption to where the expenses are not astronomical and is very, you know, affordable and reasonable to be able to adopt that child.
What else do listeners need to know about the network if they're thinking on any level of maybe trying to help?
Okay, there are different ways that you can help. Sometimes it's just in simple ways. We sometimes have needs for new foster parents coming in that have basic needs of, say, cribs and clothing and items that are needed. And we actually have someone that helps organize a list of things that are needed and that you could drop off at different locations. We also have foster parents who sometimes just need respite. You know, like I said, sometimes you face some challenging things and just need a little bit of a break or some help. And we have people who are trained to be able to provide respite for those families, say just like a Saturday and Sunday, be able to help take care of that child, or if a family emergency or something comes up. And then, of course, there's always the need for foster families. And, you know, we do have a few families come in that are wanting to adopt, and maybe they just stay on the list if there's a child that can't be returned. And, you know, unfortunately, not all of our foster parents are able to adopt, and they just foster. So we do have a few of those families, you know, that are waiting if the foster family is not able to adopt, and they are moved on to an adoptive home. So there's a lot of different levels where, you know, if someone was wanting to help, that they could inquire. And I can be contacted, like I said, with one of the co-leaders of the network team, and someone could contact me, or we also have the DCBS regional office in Mayfield, and there's RNC, which is recruitment and certification, and they can be contacted at 270-247-2979. And if someone wants to learn more information, they actually have an informational meeting that is the second Monday usually of every month at his house in Mayfield. And that's about a 3-hour informational meeting, and they are there to present all the information and to answer any questions that anyone might have regarding foster care or adoption.
Well, Kendra, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and hopefully the community can learn of more needs, you know, that we have out there, and there may be someone willing to step up and help, and they would be greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
That's Wakendra Gurley. She's a co-leader for the Lakes Division of the Kentucky Foster and Adoptive Parent Training Support Network.